You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
I don't know if anyone's doing that. Hi, everyone. Okay. So I'm back with Leah Rosenberry. Leah is with Chatter Social. And Leah, I always have to say, I talk about Chatter all the time. Probably every episode, every podcast, at the end of every podcast, I ask my guests, do they want to be part of Chatter? But I can't ask you.
No, I already part.
No, I can't. I cannot ask you. So that's so funny. So Leah, oh my God, last time I talked to you, you were just volunteering for Chatter.
I was. That's right. And not only that, I wasn't expecting an interview. So I was in a parking lot with a t-shirt on and in my car. But that's what no prep needed is, right? That means I could do it anywhere. So it was good.
All right, so let's talk. So we met last year. So I've seen you. I saw you in the different shows, Debate the News, Million Marathon. I was like, oh my God, who is this woman? I just have to, one day I'll know, because I didn't really think I would ever find out. But one day I'll know was kind of like what I said. And then so tell us about like what happened. How did you even get involved with Chatter Social? Like, I want the ins.
Yeah. So I have been part of Million Marathon since the very beginning. During the pandemic, we were all stuck at home. We were on the, listening to different things at night, hours and hours and hours at a time. Fell in love with Nelson and Jonathan and just, the whole crowd and just listening. What I loved was you could hear both sides. And depending on what news channel you watch, you hear like one side or the other, and it's all filtered and everything like that. And this was just like real people in their communities talking like they would normally talk to their people next door and whatever. So anyway, so I was hooked since then. Nelson decided to start his own app, and I was very excited about that. So as you know, we kind of all followed him over to Chatter. A couple weeks in, Nelson would do daily town halls, and people were asking like, how do you record? And, just questions that were, just same questions every night, whatever. And so he opened up a room one day and said, what do we do about this? And so I've been a teacher my entire life. That's what I do. And so I raised my hand and I said, we need to do these classes. We need to do Chatter 101, and I want to do it. I want to be in charge of it. And so he said, okay. And so we started there. And we were doing Chatter 101. You were one of the instructors, which was amazing. That's how we met, which I love. And lots of great volunteers and things like that. We did that for probably, 9 months or so. And then somewhere in there, I ended up getting hired to work full time. And so at first it was just user training and then kind of turned into head of community. And here I am. Here we are.
Yeah, you know, you really, I think we all saw the vision.
Yeah.
Nelson's vision. And how, isn't that amazing that Nelson gripped us all with his personality, which is so like raw and real and authentic. And there's no like faking how Nelson is, which I love that about him.
The only thing that's better than a Nelson laugh is a baby laugh. Like when a baby laughs, like you just cannot help but be gripped by that, at least me. And Nelson is the best thing after that. When he gets that belly laugh and laughs and like you, he's just so personable and, you know, people believed in the vision and just, he's a doer. Like he just is like, oh, this isn't right. So we should do this. Right. And so everything that was wrong with every other app is what he decided today to do right with Chatter. And so it's just a really good kind of collection of kind of everything you wanted in the app if you're a creator. And then the rest of us just to get to benefit from that because we get to, you know, see all this content and do all those things.
I should have done this live on Chatter. I don't know what I was thinking.
This is good.
I have to say that I'll never forget the day that I got like, it was so weird because I really felt like I was on this lottery and like, say my name, say Adrian. Okay. Oh, he just said my name. Oh my God. I get the golden ticket. And then I don't know. I still kind of go back and say, wow, authentically, I just had this feeling that this was going to be something that is going to change lives. And it did, it changed mine. And then let's talk about the people, the users, because I think that that is what really makes it special is the users.
I couldn't agree more. And it's funny because the original mission, I believe, was just to kind of provide an app where creators could have everything they need and people could benefit and, you know, everything from there. And what kind of happened over time is Nelson saw the communities that were being built and the close relationships, and that made him pivot into a more community-centered, group-centered app. And so it's, anyway, he's a visionary, and he has that extra quality of once he has a vision, he can actually do it. Like some of us are visionaries and we just kind of, you know, have all the visions and have a hard time putting it into place. He seems to be able to do that. So, but yeah, the people are amazing. I have made friends that will be lifelong friends. There's no doubt about that. And I think we can all probably say that we all care, you know, well, not we don't care about everybody, but you know what I'm saying? Like we all have people on there that we care about that we would, you know, just, you know, do anything for, you know, the closeness and everything else. So it's amazing.
It really is. Like you have a group of a couple thousand that really know you. So what is it like to be the community?
Head of community.
Head of community. What is that like?
You know, it's sort of funny because it's sort of developing when you're a startup and it's so tiny and there's, you know, a small team and things like that. We all end up doing, you know, just a lot of things we might not ordinarily do. When we have millions of users, I know my job will be very different because it'll be like more, there'll be more community to take care of, more community things to do and stuff like that. So for right now, I think my biggest contribution right now is sometimes Nelson and, you know, Nozzle, the other tech people are so interested in the tech that I have to come back around and say, this is what the people are thinking, or this is what the users are feeling. And they are all, Nelson is super receptive to that, right? Maybe at first he might, you know, just push back a little tiny bit, but then he always within a day or two was like, okay, you know, I get it. Not that I'm always right, but just like that filter is not his first filter. How can it be? He's building an app, right? And so my job is to make sure that side part is kind of not overlooked or whatever. So yeah, I love it.
I love that. So we do feel like we're part of a community, and it does feel so. Let me actually just take a second, yeah, and let me just share. At least I could share the screen to Chatter Social.
Perfect.
So here we have the website, chattersocial.io. Recognize this logo when you go to the App Store, right? Here's their download. Explain what this looks like, what this part is.
Yeah, so that's where you land, right? That's the home feed. And so right on the home feed, when you first come into the app, are a few different lives that are happening. You'll see a video preview. You can tap to go into that live if you want to, or you can kind of listen from the hallway a little bit to see if it's your vibe or whatever. Then you can, you know, scroll down. There's all kinds of posts and different things like that. So lots going on. We probably started as a social audio app for sure, right? Mostly rooms and people talking in rooms and things like that. And over time, it's grown into just a regular social media app, if you want to call it. We call it interactive streaming. Mm-hmm. You can think of, like, say, a podcast like this one. If we were on Chatter, we could do the interview, and then people in the audience could actually come up and ask questions. There are ways to do that with, you know, chat messages and things like that. But it's just, like I said, more interactive, more opportunities for interaction on Chatter. So.
Yeah, I want to go back. We don't have to drop names.
Yeah.
But I do want to go back because to me, it's the quality of the user. So when people are like, well, who is on the app? I'm like, oh, there's realtors, there's mortgage, there's film, there's artists, chefs. Keep going, Leah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think, do we call it genres? Not really. Areas of interest? I don't know. But yeah, we have, you know, we have people who are, you know, coaches and, you know, life coaches, of course, but like coaches, like executive business coaches and things like that. You were talking about, we have several chefs. We have a chef who is, you know, very, has a giant TikTok following. And so, you know, just different things like that. And, there's an interest or a group for everybody, and we're adding new groups all the time. And so the important thing is, or kind of the main thing is, you join the app, you find your people through shared interests. And then because you're finding people who are interested in the same things you are, then theoretically, and we've seen it happen, those people get closer because they have more to share. And so it just kind of builds. Homeschooling. I'm trying to think of like all the different ones we have. Politics, of course. Politics is probably our most popular right now, just with, you know, the election and, you know, kind of everything that's happening right now. But yeah, we have lots of different kinds of topics.
And gamers can game. I don't even know what that really means, but I know that the streaming it's so funny. They're really, I guess that's what I'm trying to tell people. Can you share about the Blue Sky integration and what that means?
Yeah, so we have a Blue Sky integration. So if you have a Blue Sky account, as you might know, so X and Blue Sky is kind of an alternative to X. And so some people went to Blue Sky when they weren't happy on X. That's fine. But Blue Sky has 35, 37 million users, might be more now. And so we have an integration with Blue Sky. If you have a Blue Sky account and you come to Chatter, you don't have to create an account necessarily. You just sign in with your Blue Sky credentials. Okay. And then any activity that you have on Chatter will post to Blue Sky. It's just another way for users to network, another way for people to find out about us, and things like that. So yeah, Blue Sky. We have users coming from everywhere though. We have X users coming over and doing, their shows over here and things like that. And just kind of building and building.
What does it mean that I want to use the word decentralized, but I think I have the wrong word.
No, is you don't.
Right? Oh, it is. So yeah, what does that mean exactly?
Yeah, so I'm not an expert, but But sometimes, so Blue Sky, the big deal about Blue Sky is that they want social media users to kind of own their own data and have control of their own data. Some platforms, and you know, we've heard all the like no specific platform, but we've heard the criticism, you know, all through the years about, you know, if you have your following on, say, Facebook, and Facebook goes down, your following is gone, right? Blue Sky is set up, and when it's decentralized, it's set up so that you can literally export your following and take them with you if you want to do that. And so that's kind of a cool thing. So Blue Sky lets people build kind of bridges on this AT protocol so that they can bridge into other apps. That way that lets them make kind of connections or whatever. They don't have to do everything, but they still have those features and capabilities. We sort of think of ourselves, some users on X used X Spaces, and those were like live audio rooms, things like that. They had video. Most people didn't use the video. But we hope for the Blue Sky users who miss their X Spaces, they are now able to use Chatter for their Spaces. And so that's one of the key
things.
I see
them coming over. I love that. Let's see what's happening on Chatter Social right now. I love it. So we have Jonathan Howard. Should I use AI to create content? And let me just see, if I go in the room, hold on, if I go into the room, and I still get confused when I go live now, and Sassy Finn is doing Tackle Tuesday, amazing. To make the news is out. Like for a crash out space, work and chat. Yeah, Critical Minds Building. Nice. I gotta join them actually. Look, I joined them. Look how easy that is.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, when I read the rules, they didn't have that many rules. That's good. We have Kelly, Coach Kelly, and I'm looking to see. Okay, here's, we'll just go into Jonathan Howard.
Yes, thank you all for being here. I appreciate it.
Oh, he's ending it. See right here, this is kind of what it looks like. He's going to be ending the room, but you've got, he's so good. He's got some great information. People are on the app, but he's closing it now. So I'm going to leave. He's probably like, Adrian's always late. I love Chatter, you guys. That's why I talk about it all the time, trying to get you on it. So we've got the social hub. So can you just go over that just to explain how you could post and then the monetization, just in case we got someone that would like to come over?
Yeah, absolutely. So as far as, I'll do monetization first because lots of people are interested in that. So we'll just start there. Chatter is easy to monetize, super easy to monetize. If you open up a live space or you schedule a live room, whichever, the host of that room can be sent what is called Rocket Chats. And what that is, it's an in-app purchase. And so if the host says something cool, or if the, you know, you just want to thank the host for having the room or whatever it is, you can send what's called a Rocket Chat. So you can send amounts from $1 to $500, and the host then can get that money. It's a really quick way that you can monetize starting with day one on the app. YouTube, for example, and I don't have the exact statistics, but it takes millions of views to make money. I'm going to make a note to myself to get those statistics, for you, but it's just an easy way. And like I said, you can monetize on day one. So that's it. That's the main monetization stream right now is Rocket Chats. We also have subscriptions. So you can start a subscriber group. You can have people subscribe to your group and you can make money that way as well. We have other streams of monetization coming, like ticketed events and being able to send rockets to just like, you know, rocket on a post, rocket on, you know, just, you know, from somebody's direct message or something like that. So other ways to monetize are coming as well. So that's kind of the monetization part. The social part, this is kind of what I was saying with groups, right? So you sign into Chatter, you like, you want to learn about Canva, right? You can find a Canva group. All you have to do to join a group is just literally tap the join button. Some groups have a list of rules and you just have to agree that you're going to abide by those rules. And then what happens with that is then you will see the posts and the live rooms and everything that's going to happen in that group. So I can be maybe part of a parenting group and maybe my work is real estate and maybe I sort of like politics. And maybe, you know, I'm into Canva, right? All of those groups that I join will then be what shows up on my feed. And so then I can look through those. I can see that active content. So you can kind of see exactly what you want to see as far as the content that you're looking for. And then, like I said, theoretically, if you choose your groups well, right, things that you're interested in, you're going to see the content that you're interested in. You're going to see other people who are also interested in that content. And then theoretically, connections are easier to make with those people. So it's kind of all based around groups and interests and building community. And we know it works. We saw it work during beta. And, you know, here we are just expanding that.
It's so true. All right. So I love people and I love the group. So I belong to 432 groups. I want to. Like, I don't
have, I know. I think it's great. I just think
that's love it. So my groups are I'll just share if you guys want to come in. I have GLG, that is a consulting firm, and you get paid to share your knowledge. So I just share information about that. Upwork for freelancers. So my Upwork one is growing. So I have 38 members right now, but every time I do a post, to let people know that this room exists, and then I'll start doing rooms because I want to help the other Upworkers that are working. That I always get a few people. So I love it that I can post and then someone was always joining the group. I have the Podcast Connection Lounge, which is also sponsored by Market Domination, LLC, the Podcast Connection Lounge, fun where you could go in, learn about podcasting, learn how to be a guest, all of that good stuff. We share it all. I have my Everyday Etiquette and Empathy. So I have that one. I've learned LinkedIn. I had two LinkedIn ones. I had to remove one. I have my group that I love because I care, because I heard too many people say, Lee, I don't care. I just don't care. And I'm like, aww. No, I care. So there's, like that. There's group for us. There's people that care. I have the Logo Merch Show. I have a lot of groups myself. And then I have Be in the Book, Mother and Daughter Stories. And then Trusted House Sitters. Holy moly, guacamole.
Listen, I don't know if your listeners know all the crazy and fabulous stuff that you do. Adrienne is a gem. I'm sure you know it from just watching the podcast. But if you come to Chatter for no other reason than to be around Adrienne, you need to do it. I call her quirky fabulousness. That's how I describe her. She is funny. She is energetic, you know, just all the things. And like I said, I'm sure people know it from your podcast, but I'm just saying. I love all your rooms, of course, but I'm interested in Upwork the most, and I need to figure that out. I want to check that out with you. Yeah.
Okay. I'll start doing rooms on that. I also love, I love the morning chatter. I don't know why, but to me, Chatter Social is like a cruise ship. I just can't help it. It's nonstop entertainment and education and just regular, like, yeah, I love debate the news. I can't help it. I love delivering the news. By the way, shout out to the Clear Media Project. 16-year-old Ella Green created this. Leah, I have been going into rooms saying, I need help. I need someone to help me curate the news because, yeah, I could pull it from ABC and CBS, but I there's more to it too. And I'm just not getting, I have to double check everything, fact find it. I have been looking for this. And then lo and behold, Seth and Rebecca Green, their daughter is working on it. So I love being able to shout her out. She's just 16, putting That's a amazing. Lot of hard work into curating the news, the Clear Media Project. So I'm really proud of her. And I love the fact that Billy King, oh my God. By the way, what is it that the women are really, really beautiful too? I was looking at chat last night on the screen. Whoa. She smiled and I'm like, oh my God, does she realize how beautiful she is? Leah, do you realize how beautiful you are? Like I cannot get over the men too. Like the people are, and I'm not just saying that, oh, like you have to be good looking to be on the app. Just naturally people are beautiful and they shine and they come on the app and they share like their passion and they're just beautiful. Right.
I think that's part of it. I think when you're in a good place and you're happy and you're having these exchanges with people and stuff like that, I think it brings it out. I do.
I agree with you. The inside out, because what I think about, like, wait, every single person is just, and they all are here to help each other. So I don't understand why you're not on chat or social. I'm talking to the people listening because I really don't understand. I've been talking about it for a year. I'm almost to 1,000 followers. So I'm excited. I'm at like 985. Ooh. So I can't wait. I'm a little behind in the times, but I got a head start more than you. If you haven't been on it, you've got to get your group going. And I guess it's not for everyone. I always think like, you know, my husband doesn't love that I have it on at night, but it is a little addicting because all of a sudden these characters that you're listening to become people you know, right? So they come out of the storybook and now they're real and it's amazing. And I did do a podcast where I had her, I had this lovely woman and a guy had seen it, one of the users, and he came in, he's like, I can't believe you're interviewing her. And he was able to say hello and ask a few questions. So there is so much. So I'm so excited to have Leah interview. She is the first chapter of the book that'll be ready soon because Sheila, this is so exciting, Leah, and I've been talking about it for a while, 600 hours. So when I learned from Sheila how crazy it is, and then I think of Nelson and his developers, and yeah, so if there's a glitch, guys, there should be a glitch. I mean, nothing is perfect, right? Like it's taken her 600. All I heard is, oh, this broke. I did this and this broke. But now it's ready. So we could take your podcast, pick out 15 episodes, turn it into a book. So Leah, I'll have your chapter probably today or tomorrow, depending on what she's doing today. Cause I don't know, Sheila, are you around? But anyways, and then all I have to do is get my cover, get it validated. And now I've got an amazing book that tells the story of my guests. And in Leah's case, it's a beautiful story of her. Like Leah, you're living your passion.
I am. Yeah, there's no doubt. I absolutely am. And it's funny because my life has always been, I have a great life. I know I've had a great life. I was a math and statistics professor my whole life. I love that. Then I moved into teaching people how to use software and all the, you know, things that they needed at Penn State. I loved that. And then here I am and I love this. And so it's like things just weave one into the other and I love it. But this feels to me like legacy type stuff. I think I've told you before, like I can see chatter in nursing homes, which I know sounds crazy, but there are people that are alone that don't have people to visit them. And having, you know, finding, I don't know how it's going to happen, but like having those older people who don't have anybody, being able to talk to each other from wherever they are, and just to be able to, you know, kind of talk about those things and have somebody to talk to and things like that. You know, we've been on the app where people are in the hospital having, you know, surgery or something like that, and they're convalescing and they're just sitting there listening. Like they tell us how much it makes them feel better just to have somebody. We had somebody who got a guide dog. And so he was, you know, telling us all about that journey and, you know, just all those things. I just think that this is legacy thing. And so for me, this is the absolute best place. This is exactly where I want to be. And I feel like, I feel like this is it.
I feel like you also have proved and like you've shown, like, cause I do think of all those nights that you were just in the room, not saying anything, but in the room helping. I mean, it's a big job to make sure people are up on stage and double checking and making sure. And I think I don't do this on Chatter, but some apps you have to make sure, do they have, you know, are they real? Are they a bot? Do they have, like, you know what I mean? Chatter, I don't have any of those worries. But I do think that that you really put your time in without even realizing you were doing it because you did it out of your passion. And David Meltzer says, if you love what you do, then learn to love the things you don't love to do. And that is a great life.
Absolutely.
Right. You can't not love everything you got to do. But I thank you so much for like helping me with this interview and helping me because I just can't explain what like it is. Like I wish that there was someone could explain. So first of all, let me apologize to a couple of people. Netflix, sorry. Prime, sorry. Hulu, sorry. Paramount, sorry. Stars, sorry. I do get to watch the shows I love, but not on the scale. Like it used to be, you work all day, take the dog out, eat a little dinner, then climb in and watch a little TV. Now, no. I literally can just, though I've been on camera for a few times, I need a haircut, but a few times also on the camera, I'm like, does Adrian know she's on camera? And I'm like, no, Adrian doesn't know my fingers or something, but not a big deal guys. Cause we're authentic and I am who I say I am. So it actually doesn't really bother me, even though I can look sometimes like a real weirdo. Okay. But my point is that I'm saying all this, Leah, is that I could be on the side of my bed. I'll just be listening and it's so great. And then I'll hear my name or even last night, I wasn't even sure if we're doing the news. So I have it ready, but I kind of wait until I know. And when he says Adrian, I get all excited like a little girl. I'm here. Teacher, I'm here. I'm ready. But I love that. I love True Crime with Joseph.
You guys do such an amazing job with that. Really, it is so great. I love that.
You really have to be consistent. Like, so on vacation, my daughter-in-law, Erica, I forgive you, Erica. She's like, isn't it more important to be with your kids? And I'm like, isn't it also important for me to be responsible? And if I make a decision to do something, I'm doing it because I literally will try my hardest. I mean, I make mistakes because I think I missed a meeting on Monday or last week. I'm so sorry, Friday, I screwed up. But I think that, I don't know what I think. I absolutely just love, I love Lauren and the philanthropy problem. Oh, that's my problem, guys. I have trouble with some of the words. So when I do the date line, sometimes I don't say the words correctly. I think that's why Leah calls me quirky.
I call you quirky because of your funny jokes and stuff. Oh, okay. But listen, I think I know what you're saying. So for me, I used to call it, I you know how people, like, I used to grow up and I'd have the TV on all day, never looked at it, but it was just like the noise or whatever. It was just the company, right? The company, the just, I don't know. That's what Chatter is, I think, to so many people. I just turn it on. And whether I'm completely paying attention or not, I just, it's like, it has that thing. And we know from talking to users that some of our users, it's company for them. I love it.
It is. So come on, you guys, let's go on Chatter. I got to speak to, don't like hit me on this one because politically, but I did get to speak to Michael Cohen and it was so exciting. He's like, Adrian Barker, what's the MAS stand for? He was looking at my name. So somehow I was like, oh my God, he's calling me, raising my hand. Get me up there. I can't wait. That was so much fun. And I love the interview with Lev. I love that Nelson is bringing new people on the app. I love that everyone wants to support everyone's room. And I think one of my favorite rooms has got to be the silent room, which has like 35 pages of rules. But the most important rule is you have to be silent and talk in whispers. And it is so funny. I never thought that I would have it. Like, it felt like summer camp and you're like whispering with the girls at the top of the, this guys, just get on Chatter Social, get to meet Leah, see how she can help you. It's amazing. Go into the onboarding rooms that Jonathan, I think, is doing, and I'm sure other people are doing it. Learn the app. It's not that hard. If I could do it, Leah, then anyone can do it because I'm not that savvy. And
you're so pretty savvy, but still.
What do you think, like a year from now?
Millions of users, so much community, being able to find exactly what you want. The whole goal is when you come to Chatter, you see exactly what you want to see. You don't see what you don't want to see, right? Your feed is exactly what you want to see. And so there could be, you know, like, okay, I'll use cats and dogs, right? If I'm a dog person, I see dogs. I don't see any cats. I don't want to see cats, right? The cat person, they will see cats. They won't see dogs. Now, I know that one's a little extreme, but you get the idea. Everybody can have their own space to do their own thing independently of each other. Nobody has to fight. Cats over there, dogs over here, and it's completely fine. And so that's kind of the goal. So, yep, just
I love it.
Users, let's go.
Okay, and then I also see the Chatter Cruise. So I can't wait for that.
Chatter Live events for sure. Cruise for sure. Absolutely.
Seminars, real-time events. I think that, you know, being able to go to Creative Con and being able to see some of the people has been magnificent. And I hope to do that again next year. So I think there's like Chatter. Yeah. Doing the events or anything like that would be so amazing. I would love that. All right, I will let you go. Thank you so much. This will be the first chapter in the book. Thank you for listening. If you've been listening, get on Chatter Social. My name is Adrienne Barker, so I just kept my real name. Try not to be so cute with the name, right, Leah? Because if you're doing it for business, then go with your name. If you're doing it to be cutesy, which is totally fine, and you're going to run some fun rooms or you're known as the dog whisperer, then sign up for that. But just sign up so people know you. And then use a better face than I have. Oh my God.
Stop.
But Leah, thank you so much. All right, I'll see you soon in a room because I love that. I love seeing you. All right,
sounds good. Thank you so much for having me.
Bye, Leah.
Bye. Bye-bye.
This is fun.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.